On Monday, the first case of COVID-19 in Western North Carolina was confirmed in a patient that is isolating in Macon County after having visited Asheville. The Macon County Health Department cannot confirm the location of the patient who tested positive for COVID-19 because of privacy regulations. Spokesperson Emily Ritter explains.
I would just remind people that if they also tested positive for this respiratory disease, would they want people knocking down their doors and telling them to leave? This person has followed their isolation orders very well. We're in constant contact with them. They have had limited contact throughout Macon County.
But Highlands Mayor Patrick Taylor grudgingly confirms the person is in Highlands.
I've heard that rumor. I will not deny that.
When the individual tested positive, they were sent an isolation order from the state, which they signed. This is a legally binding document which carries a misdemeanor charge if they do not stay in isolation. The county health department is checking in with the patient twice a day via phone. This will continue until they are not contagious. Both the Macon County Health Department and Taylor say rumors that the person is not staying in isolation are false.
Those kind of rumors are really, unfortunate, and they really don't help the situation. We need to stay calm and work with one another in this situation.
Usually there are only 1,000 residents in town this time of year, according to Taylor. But he says that now there has been a significant increase in population because of second homeowners, mostly from Atlanta.
People will think that they're escaping the virus by coming up to this isolated community, but we're really not that isolated from this situation.
Taylor expects cases to be diagnosed in Highlands just like anywhere else in the country. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.